Hi, I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is Be Still and Know. Let's hear what God is saying to us today. Psalm 25, verses 4 and 5. Show me the right path, O Lord. Point out the road for me to follow. Lead me by your truth and teach me, for you are the God who saves me. All day long I put my hope in you. Guidance is a recurring theme in the Psalms. David had a pressurized and complicated life. He knew that he was totally dependent on the Lord to guide him. That meant that he needed to keep close to God in order to hear his guidance clearly. The way some people talk about their relationship with God makes it sound as if it's simply a matter of obtaining impersonal information or advice. But for David, guidance flowed from his intimate relationship with God. Martin Luther put it well when he said this, "I know not the way God leads me, but well do I know my guide." God's desire is that we should find the right path so we can come to him with confidence. We don't have to wonder whether God might want to guide us or not. I love this comment from the American president, Abraham Lincoln. He wrote, "I am satisfied that when the Almighty wants me to do or not to do any particular thing, he finds a way of letting me know it." It's important that we're open to the wide variety of ways in which God might speak to us. Undoubtedly, he'll sometimes do so through the Bible or through a sermon. But he might also guide us through a conversation that we have, or through some music. Or, remembering what we were looking at yesterday, he might speak to us through nature, or by gazing at the night sky. In short, we need to be open to any way in which God might choose to speak with us. David put his hope in God because he was confident that God would guide him, and we need to do the same. Let me ask you a question. In what specific situations are you seeking guidance at the moment, and how are you trying to find it? Now let me pray with you. Lord God, we praise you that you're a God who loves to guide us. Help us to place all our trust in you. Amen. Well, thanks for listening. I do encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. And don't forget that the talks are also available on podcast, which you can access at any time. If you'd like to receive a free copy of our magazine, Voice of Hope, which contains all of these devotionals and a great deal more besides, please visit premier.org.uk/Voice of Hope. God bless you. I hope you have a great day.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.